It was very, very emotional. I mean, I get a little teary-eyed even now. To see all these people and black, white, Hispanic, you know, every color, and then people, you know, with arms, you know, over each other's shoulders singing civil rights songs.
Don Braveman, the president of Nazareth College, was 15 years old in August of 1963. It was an incident of racial discrimination that happened near his home that drew him into the civil rights movement even before he graduated from high school.
There was a family by the name of the Tollivers who moved into a neighborhood in Brighton, which was about 2 miles or so where we lived. And when the neighbors found out that the family was black, they tried to buy up the house so that the Tolliver family couldn't move in. For whatever reasons, you know, I was a 15-year-old kid, it got me very upset.
And so Braveman joined the group Congress on Racial Equality, or CORE, and became one of the white Americans who felt it was important to join the African-American community at the March on Washington.
CORE was made up primarily of black citizens in the community, and the church was an African-American church, and I'm not. but I decided I'm going.
Looking back now, 50 years later, Braveman believes what he witnessed on that hot August day in 1963 would shape his life and his career for decades.
It may sound trite, but it was in a way really a defining experience for me, because it convinced me I wanted to go to law school, convinced me I wanted to be a civil rights lawyer, which is what I did.
As a civil rights attorney, Braveman was involved in statewide school desegregation and the improvement of conditions in jails. He also worked on a case in the mid-1970s that would result in the consent decree requiring the Rochester Police Department to increase its recruitment of minority officers. Howard Kirschenbaum, professor emeritus at the University of Rochester, also felt the need to be at the march. As a college student at Johns Hopkins University, he was involved in the Mississippi Summer Project, where three of his co-workers were killed by the Ku Klux Klan, and he was arrested for walking down the street of a black neighborhood. Kirschenbaum said he knew it was important that whites join African Americans in their struggle for equality.
It was essential. All Americans, theoretically, believe in what the Constitution says, and what's special about our country is our multicultural identity. So it was long overdue that a large number of white Americans would join with their African American brothers and sisters and stand up for the ideals of our country. White civil rights workers in small numbers had been involved for many years in the civil rights movement, but perhaps the March on Washington was the first time that it became visible nationally that the freedom movement was a movement for all people, and that African Americans weren't standing alone, but had numerous allies throughout the white community.
Kirschenbaum and Braveman agree that while America has made great strides in the past 50 years, racism is still present in our society, sometimes in more subtle and sophisticated forms. Kirschenbaum says he still carries with him the words of Dr. Martin Luther King.
I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
I remember thinking, this is the greatest speech I have ever heard. This speech will go down in history. It was a fitting conclusion to an amazing day.
Beth Adams, WXXI News.